Man on the Silver Mountain, Brian. Yeah. Guess what? It's by Rainbow. Yeah. All right, so I've been taking some time to go and poke at the non-Christians that call themselves Christian, that run on Christian values and family values, but have no regard for families that are different than them or anybody who thinks differently than they do, or possibly just, you know, want them to, you know, be held to their own standards that they put up for themselves. I just figured, you know, that might be something. But I want to go and highlight a group that is helping people, and if you can help them, I think you should. This is a focus on Madison. This is coming in on Madison 365 here. This came to my attention because I pay attention to good representatives like Francesca Hong. Put this up on her Facebook. So I want to read this here. This is from Madison 365, and it's about dressing for success. The Goodman Community Center opens free career closet. Yeah. There's a lot of jobs out there, and dressing for success can really help out with that. And if you don't really have much money, it's kind of hard to go and look really professional and show up in super professional when your best pair of jeans are also your worst pair of jeans. I've had two pairs of jeans for most of my life. Do you know how it feels? If you don't, maybe you should think about it. Professional attire can be expensive, and as the community engagement specialist at Goodman Community Center, Chantrice Solis, I'm going to say that 10 times fast off the air, has come up with an idea to provide opportunities for building success through access to high-quality professional clothing and accessories. On June 13th, Goodman hosted a special kickoff event for the Free Career Closet that provides professional clothing for community members during a time where resources to access such attire may be limited. Solis told Madison 365 that she was hopeful that this event would be beneficial for community members in the Atwood neighborhood and beyond on Madison's east side. I'm not completely familiar with the Madison area, so I'm not going to speak to the demographics there. Solis quoted, "I'm really hoping that this is something that is beneficial for people that are on the east side, like our east side residents, and also our teenagers and teen works program across the street in the Goodman Brass Works building," Solis said, adding that the idea for the event started back in January. This has been a thing that a lot of professional athletes have done. I know Colin Kaepernick specifically did something very similar to this right at the beginning of his kneeling. I'm pretty sure he's continued it on. I haven't followed up, and I'm not going to look it up right now because I'm in the middle of reading an article to you. This is from 365, Madison 365, talking about the Goodman Community Center. The Goodman Community Center's focus on youth is important during this time of the year when new high school graduates are starting to look for their next step in life. They may have graduated now. I'm pretty sure we're getting to the point where 2 weeks is up and now they're looking to do something. I know that a lot of them just graduated high school, so they have to make that transition from high school into adulthood, and I want to be able to provide them with outfits to wear to a job interview for free so they don't have to worry about trying to find what to wear. Rob Ringelson, an image consultant from the Tom James Company, was also at the Career Closet to give a presentation on interviewing strategies and the importance of professional clothing when giving a first impression. While the presentation and event were focused on the clothing, Solis is also looking for supplies and other aspects of interview readiness. "I'm still looking for donations for shoes and accessories. Right now we have a small amount of little personal care items, but I want them to get more makeup and more things so that people can look good, feel good, and be confident. I'm still looking for more clothes in a variety of sizes. It's never ending." Beyond providing professional clothing and self-care products, Solis spoke on looking to provide services to support community members in achieving career success, especially for the Black and Brown communities. She hopes they will be drawn back to the Goodman Community Center to find more opportunities to be in the community. "I really want this to grow into a full-on career service here at Goodman. I want to be able to provide help with resume writing, cover letters, even having a space just where they can come do some of their virtual interviews. Because now everything is online, I want to be able to support our community and grow this out further so we can fully support everyone so that besides clothes, they can also come here and get support. The future may hold even more events as Solis and her colleagues at the Goodman Community Center press forward in providing opportunities while also reaching out to those who can provide a helping hand. I'm working on another event. I'm hoping that someone can come and do hair trends and manicures just so that people can come here, shop our closet, and then get prepared for their interviews. Those interested in donating professional attire, shoes, and accessories to the career closet that are gently used and clean can drop them off at the Goodman Community Center Ironworks building at 149 Wabisa Street. That's 149 Wabisa Street, the Goodman Community Center Ironworks building. If you want to get involved, if you want to get in time, if you know somebody that can help this situation. Because, again, you want to go and make that transition to go and get people from high school into the, you know, into the workforce. You want to go and bring people. Clearly, you're not doing this in some sort of rich suburb where they have a lot of, you know, resources. This is clearly a place where they need this. So how do you start building a community up? You take the people that are in there, especially the young ones, especially the ones that are going to go out there, and give them as much of a leg up as possible. That's doing what the Bible tells you to do. That's helping. That's building a community. That's not looking to separate. That's not looking to destroy. That's helping. Once again, check it out. Goodman Community Center. Check out their career closet. If you want to drop off anything, shoes, makeup. Think about makeup. Don't just drop off a bunch of white people makeup. I'm just going to say that. Thanks. Check out the Goodman Community Center Ironworks building, 149 Wabisa Street. It's important. And if you don't, there's places around near you. Check out the Boys and Girls Clubs. Check out all of those places. They're there to help you. You can help. They're there to help you. And I'm saying you, the person that's going to go in and donate, the person that's going to go and say, you know what? I know how to write resumes really well. I think I'm going to go and help these kids write resumes. Because, again, when you see that neighborhood turn around and those people come back and invest the money that they just started making at this better job that they might not have had an opportunity to have if they had they not been able to dress for that. When you see the turnaround, when you see that the neighborhood grow a little bit, that helps you. My goodness. Doing the work, doing the hard work, going out there and caring. Going out there and finding ways to figure out how to help people. Not just saying, hey, look, I have this charity that I have over there. Look, I pose with black people like once a year. I'm talking about you, Ron Johnson. I'm talking about doing the work. I'm talking about caring. I'm talking about going and advocating for policies that help other people. And not looking for every reason to go and stop them from succeeding. What kind of a person do you want to be? And what kind of a person says, you know what? Screw you people. I don't care. I'm going to go and hate people because of the Bible. My goodness. Come back tomorrow. Julian Tangents. Luke and Brian. Got two more days this week. Hump Day. Devil's Advocates are next. It's going to be awesome. Thank you.
Friday, June 7th.